Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I thought you made a pretty good point last Saturday in our postgame. Don't focus on the 2 points lost. Focus on the 1 point you guys gained. Based on how good Bowling Green is at closing out games, how impressive was that comeback from 2-0 down?
Well, first off, I wasn't. To me, I told our guys afterwards, don't worry about the 1 point we lost. Worry about the 6 points that are on the line next week, and that's what it was. And sometimes you look at that loss and you think the world's going to come to an end, and the world's not going to come to an end. And you know what? We got to move on the next weekend, and that's where we're at now.
This time of the year, everyone focuses in on how big or how little 1 point could be either way. But as a coach, you've got to look at the entirety of the season when you're thinking about points lost and points gained, don't you?
Well, exactly. And you can't look back. It's easy to look back at certain games and say, gosh, I'd like to have this back or I'd like to have that back. But, you know, that's demoralizing as well. And all you can do is just how are you playing at the present time, and what do you need to do to get yourself through the next weekend? And all you can focus on is having a good practice, being prepared properly, and just kind of go from there.
Justin Beaudry, a big reason you got that point last week. He was named the WCHA Defenseman of the Month for February. How has he been able to really not worry about big picture and just worry about one game at a time, especially as a captain?
Well, he's really a focused individual, and he's mature. He's mature off the ice. He's mature on the ice, and he's really elevated his game this year. I think putting a letter on the front of his jersey has really helped that as well.
You guys have obviously had some big-time defensemen, a couple that have gone on to the NHL as of late. Where does his game kind of fit, especially now offensively as well?
I think his game is right up there. I think he's got a bright future in hockey. He's got good offensive instincts. He defends well. He's a well-rounded player, so he's just got a lot of things going for him.
How is that kind of a defenseman, that prototypical guy, been a staple of your program over the years?
Well, I mean, those are the kind of guys you want, because they're all situational. The guys that you can struggle with are guys who you can't put in certain situations. Guys you can't put on the ice in the last couple of minutes if you're up a goal. Guys you can't put on the penalty kill. Guys you can't match against the opposing team's top line. You know, you got to really watch yourself. If you're recruiting players who are, again, so one-dimensional, because, again, they can't give you the minutes that you want. So you have to have depth to your game. You've got to be good on both sides of the puck, and you got to take pride in that part of your game as well.
Generally speaking, guys don't necessarily come in as freshmen that well-rounded of a player. I mean, you look at a guy like Matt Prepovesa, certainly evolved into that position. Is that a good comparison of Prep and Juice?
Yeah, I think there's certain characteristics that are probably pretty close. I think Juice probably, came in probably a little stronger. Prep really worked on his body when he got here. He had to get stronger. He was kind of skinny. He's tall and lanky, and Prep really worked hard on his body. But, boy, they both got that offensive side of their game pretty, that offensive side of their game is pretty strong. And, but Prep obviously came from the right side. Juice comes from the left side. So, but that's probably a pretty good analogy right there, Schulze.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. I've got to ask, the shorthanded goals have been an issue. Last week's wasn't officially, but for all intents and purposes, it was. Has there been one breakdown in all of those instances, or has it been something different in all three?
Something different in all three. The first one that we had against Northern Michigan, I could live with. These last two, I am not happy about them. And, whether that's our zone entry, we're turning pucks over on our zone entry. We're flat-footed with the puck on the half board. We're forcing pucks. Once in a while, you got to put a puck to the weak side. You got to put a puck below the goal line, even on the power play, to survive a little bit, mostly if there's pressure. And I just thought, again, that we're playing. I don't want to use the word tight. I don't like that word, but we're not playing as freely as I'd like on the power play, and we're forcing a lot of pucks, and that's not good. And so if we're not getting it done offensively, we're not getting our shots. I think what you're doing is you're instantaneously giving confidence to the penalty-killing team, and that's what we've done.
As a coach, how do you walk that fine line of getting the message across of take care of the puck without having them think too much about protecting the puck and just not playing?
Well, you better tell them. quit giving up shorthanded goals and take care of the puck. They're college hockey players right now, and if they're that psychologically frail, we got to get new guys on the power play. So the bottom line is they know exactly what's going on. We've given up 3 shorthanded goals in 4 games. It's got to stop, guys. It's got to stop, and you got to get it done because you're the 5 guys on the ice. So I don't think there is I don't think there's an easy way of telling them other than just being transparent.
Minnesota State won the McNaughton Cup a week ago with a week to go. You've done that too. How impressive is that, especially as good as the top half of the league is this year?
Well, it's really impressive, Schulze, and this tells you what kind of team they have, and they haven't had a lot of hiccups. They've done very well against the bottom of our league, and that's crucial. They're 11-1 against the bottom 4 teams in our league, and they've done well against the top, but 11-1 against the bottom, and you know, there's a reason that's why they hoisted that cup last weekend.
Aside from, obviously, playoff positioning, how important are the last 2 games of the season going into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the first 2 games of the season are important. So I'm not going to sit there and say that those first 2 games of the season that we had against Northern Michigan were as important as these two. So they're all important because, you know, you only have 28 of them. So that's where I'm going with it, Schulze. It's just they're important because we're obviously, again, trying to still move up in the standings. And we like winning hockey games.
This building can be a daunting one, especially when that Olay song starts going. There is no better way to quiet this crowd or any crowd than playing with the lead, right?
Well, playing with the lead with anybody, you know, and scoring first, playing with the lead gives yourself so much more confidence. And, you know, take a look at last weekend, Bowling Green played with the lead the whole weekend, and, you know, you're just playing catch-up hockey, and you're on the outside looking in, and it's always tough. So confidence really comes with scoring that first goal. You can just feel it on the bench, and, you know, you get behind this building, it can get, you know, it gets dicey.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.